Inflation just won't go away. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Consumer prices surged again in January, rising 0.6% for the third month in a row.
7.5% is where inflation came in year over year. That is the highest in 40 years.
And here's where we're really paying for it.
Food went up 7%. Energy is up year over year 27%. New vehicles up 12.2% year over year. Used cars and trucks up 40.5%.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. Unemployment declined last week, though. 223,000 first-time jobless claims, a 5% drop from the prior week. On Wall Street, the Dow's down about 100 points. The Nasdaq's also falling about 100. There's been a lot of gridlock in Congress, but there are two things Republicans and Democrats agree on. A proposed ban on lawmakers making individual stock trades is gaining momentum, and another bill is on the verge of passage. Fox's Jared Halpern is live at the Capitol.
The Senate expected to sign off on a bipartisan workplace reform law intended to allow victims of sexual harassment and assault to go straight to court instead of an arbitration process. The Ending Forced Arbitration Act was first proposed in 2017 in the wake of the Me Too movement. It has won broad House support this week and now has support in the Senate from Democrats and Republicans who argue the arbitration system can favor companies and deny victims a day in court. Senate passage would send the measure to President Biden's desk. Dave.
Jared, a Democrat-led House committee is going to investigate former President Trump for another thing. This time, if he violated federal law by taking boxes of documents from his time in the White House to Florida, and the former president reportedly destroyed some. I mean, all the worry about a Ukraine invasion, Russia's playing war games near the border, military exercises with Belarus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's in Brussels for NATO talks.
The biggest security crisis that Europe has faced for decades, and we've got to get it right.
America's listening to...
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News. Well, back to Wall Street and the selling following the inflation update. Fox's Lillian Wu is watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Well, Dave, a faster-than-expected rise in prices did sink markets when they first opened, but there's a bit of a bounce back right now. The consumer price index rose 0.6% in January. For the year, it was 7.5%. That's the biggest jump in four decades. We're also learning fewer people applied for first-time unemployment benefits last week, dropping 16,000 to 223,000. Right now, the Dow pairing some losses. It's down about 35 points. S&P off by 14. NASDAQ down 60. Big gainers include Disney, Kellogg's, and Boeing. Dave.
Lillian, when it comes to inflation, gas is leading the way. It's up 17 cents in the past month, gaining almost another penny today. AAA's national average for regular, almost $3.48 per gallon. Oil is up a dollar now. It's now above $90 a barrel. Now, the Super Bowl is just 3 days away. And as the Cincinnati Bengals and the Rams get ready in Los Angeles, this is a bigger day for some ex-players waiting to find out if they'll go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Of the 15 modern-era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, three are up for enshrinement to Canton in their first year of eligibility. DeMarcus Ware, Andre Johnson, and Devin Hester are hoping first time's the charm, while previous finalists like Jared Allen, Torrey Holt, and Reggie Wayne are waiting to hear their fate on this year's ballot. Anywhere from 4 to 8 inductees will be announced tonight during the NFL Honors ceremony to be a part of the 2022 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, with senior finalist Cliff Branch, contributor finalist Art McNally, and coach finalist Dick Vermeil also eligible for spots in Canton. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
At the Olympics, the U.S. has won a fourth gold medal, this time in mixed team aerials skiing. And Nathan Chen and Chloe Kim had also won gold medals. It's now 4 for Team USA in Beijing. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.